Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Hey, welcome to our special episode of Blog Talk Radio. We've got Alicia from the Ramsey County Tobacco Coalition with us today, and she will be telling us about what she's got going on with that. Let's check in with Mr. Smith. Hey, VJ.
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing in Blog Talk Radio land? I'm just excited about us being able to talk about the effects of tobacco and how they affect our kids and our community and what we need to do about it, because we have to take action. And one of the things that we know, if we don't take action, then there'll be a reaction. And the reaction is going to be that our kids, our family, even our elders are going to be impacted. We're out on the streets now just talking to folks and seeing what they think about the effects of tobacco and how it can impact them. And so we're excited. We're going to come in before the show is over and be able to talk to you about our effects, even bring some postcards back for people that have signed and said that they will help us fight against this effect that tobacco has on our community. So now we have to politically get involved and financially get involved and also educationally get involved to educate our people on what to do and what not to do when it pertains to tobacco. And I know that the young lady that you're going to talk to after you hear my voice is going to give you so much information, so much, that you better get a pen, you get a pad and a paper, and you might want to record everything she's got to say, because she is so wise. That young lady has got so much information. She's going to blow your mind on Blog Talk Radio. Tell your mama, tell Ray Ray, tell JJ, tell everybody to get on Blog Talk Radio and be able to talk about exactly what she's going to be talking about. Get all the information, and so we're excited. Good to have you on air.
Thank you, VJ.
Thanks, VJ.
You might need to take a breath. That was a lot of talking.
Well, when you care about something and you got passion for something, I know that millions and millions of people die from smoking cigarettes every year, every day. Somebody's dying. Somebody's in the hospital because of the effects of it. And, you know, their goal is to get us addicted to them and keep us addicted for at least 20 years. And so we want to make sure we get the word out that it's not good for our family, it's not good for our future, and it's definitely not good for our children. So we got to make sure that our kids don't start getting addicted to something that's going to take them to death and destruction.
Much agreed.
Definitely.
All right, VJ, are you going to continue listening?
I'm going to continue listening, but most of all, I'm going to try to get there before the show's over, but I want to make sure she stays there until I get there, because I got a package for her. But God bless you, and I will not continue listening, probably. I will just see you guys when I get there.
All right, well, see you soon.
So,
that was
DJ. DJ's right. I mean, we probably all know someone or maybe personally affected by tobacco addiction, and it's really important to prevent youth from getting addicted. And, I mean, I do this work because my grandfather died from years of smoking, and mm-hmm. I've told you about him. He was a really hardworking man who just shriveled into maybe 100-pound
wow.
man who, like, wasn't able to pick himself up off the couch. My uncle also died of a heart attack really suddenly when he was 51 years old, and he had
wow.
smoked his whole life. So, I mean, I think we all have stories like that, and the reason I work in prevention, and particularly youth prevention, is mm-hmm. that when I was in my early 20s, I worked on smoking cessation, so helping veterans at the Minneapolis VA quit smoking, and it was really, really, really hard work. I mean, these veterans were super addicted to tobacco that they had been given as part of their service,
yeah.
usually, to smoking. And I would do phone counseling with them. And I remember one guy, he was a two-pack-a-day smoker and was having such a hard time quitting. And I realized at that point that it was going to be much easier to get in front of it. I mean, it's still hard work, but to get in front of it
yeah.
and help youth never start so that they don't get addicted.
Mm-hmm. That does sound much better than trying to, you know, they always say hindsight's 20/20, and, you know, before the show I was telling you, I started smoking when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's my 30th birthday today, and I am still smoking. So, I mean, and I would love to quit. I've got two young girls that look at me and see me smoking, and, you know, they say, Mommy, put that bad stuff down, please, you know, mm-hmm. come play with us. And, you know, I put it out, and I'm, you know, play with them, and I, you know, I do spend time with my kids, and I play with them and whatnot, but they want 100%, and that 5 or 10 minutes that it takes me to go out and smoke a cigarette, they want that 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They don't care what I'm doing. They put that thing down and come play with us.
And probably you'd rather be with your kids.
I much would, because, I mean, I come in, even from VJ gives me all the crap in the world. I go out on a break and come back in and, oh, you stink, and, you know, and it's just, nobody wants to walk around smelling like an ashtray. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to kiss an ashtray either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really just, I want to quit because it's just gross, but I figured when I was 12, I tried the whole, both my parents smoked. I tried flushing them, I tried throwing them away, I tried breaking them, and it never helped. They never quit. So I was like, okay, you can't beat them, join them. And that is definitely not the way to go.
Well, and I think that a big piece of addiction is that the tobacco industry is so ingrained in our communities and is out there advertising. And so kids are just bombarded with tobacco ads and, you know, seeing people smoking in movies and thinking it's cool. Or, like, for instance, when I was a kid, Joe Camel was really popular.
Yep.
The cartoon character that was first Camel cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, kids at that point recognized Joe Camel, the ad for cigarettes, more than they recognized Mickey Mouse. How popular. That's how much the tobacco industry is advertising.
Are you serious?
Not kidding.
Wow, I never knew that.
So I actually brought some numbers to show how much they the tobacco industry spends in Minnesota. And in 2011, which is the most recent number I could find, they spent $164 million advertising.
Just in Minnesota?
Just in Minnesota.
So just think if they spend just round it off to $100 million even, that's like billions of dollars spent on tobacco ads nationwide.
Because
if you spend $100 million per state, you know, because everybody, there's at least one person that smokes in every state, and they're going to, if they have that one person to send an ad to, they're going to do it. So that's just crazy.
Yeah. Across the U.S., they spend $8 billion. I can't even tell you what that, I mean, I don't really know what that means, but it's just a lot of money. And it's really, because they're somewhat restricted, I mean, to that, you know, we've been fighting a good fight, and they can't advertise cigarettes on TV, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some restrictions, but they find sneaky ways to get around those restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what we've been most interested in watching is the flavored little cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like those are really their next, or one of many attempts, I should say, to hook kids on tobacco.
Yeah, I see them all the time. Pineapple, fruit punch, strawberry, grape.
Exactly.
I mean, it's all over the place. Actually, we've got a caller right now, 3697. You're on the air with us. How are you today? Hello? Hello? 3697, did you have a comment or a question? Okay, maybe we will go back to them at a later point, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my kids, my little one actually asked me the other day, she said, when I get old like you, I can do bad stuff too. And I'm like, no, sweetie, Mommy's not even supposed to be doing this. I need to stop. And, you know, they think it's so easy because they're so young and they just don't get it. And they're just like, well, why don't you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's crazy hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've tried the inhalers, I've tried gum, I've tried patches. And, you know, I think my next step is actually I'm going to try an e-cig. And I know that those aren't necessarily better, or, you know, like, along the health-wise. I know the FDA doesn't have any regulations on them and whatnot, but I think with less poison and carcinogens and stuff like that in them, maybe I'm better off.
So we're really concerned about e-cigarettes. So I don't think I've said this, but I work at the Association for Non-Smokers.
Uh-huh.
We do tobacco prevention policies. I mean, we've been doing it since before I was alive, 1974, so we're in our 40th year. And our biggest thing lately has been kind of following this trend of e-cigarettes and the growing popularity of them. And we're pretty concerned, I mean, for a number of reasons. So, like you said, e-cigarettes aren't regulated.
Mm-hmm.
By anyone, really, and so they say that there's something in them, and it might be totally inaccurate, and so they've done testing and actually shown that bottles that say 0 milligrams of nicotine
mm-hmm.
actually contain nicotine. There's just a lot of inconsistency in the products, but more so we're concerned about kids, because
mm-hmm.
We've seen a huge increase, so that they come with this, what's called e-juice, and it's a liquid solution of propylene glycol, which is a chemical that's used in fog machines and theater production, flavoring.
That's how you get the smoke.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's how you get the...
The vapor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
yeah, and there goes another bunch of flavors, mango and watermelon
exactly.
and all that stuff.
Exactly. So we're concerned partly because the three big tobacco companies, Lorillard, R.J. Reynolds, and Altria, all own e-cigarette brands now. And in the past, they haven't shown any, they've never done anything to help people quit smoking. And e-cigarettes might be their next best way to get people addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they come in all these flavors that are really appealing to kids.
Yeah.
And
to be honest, the actual device itself can be really appealing to
mm-hmm.
youth and kids too, because I've seen... You know, everything from a plain little stick that looks like a pen
mm-hmm.
to, you know, these blinged out, looks like it cost $200 type thing.
They
and,
can, yeah.
you know, I mean,
yeah.
it just looks gorgeous, like a piece of jewelry or something.
So we've gone into a few of these stores to look at what you can get for e-cigarettes. And they actually, you know how you can buy different cell phone cases
mm-hmm.
that come with, like, decorative covers and things? They have things like that to accessorize your e-cigarette. I mean, they're very teen-friendly, I would say. And what we've seen, too, is that with the nicotine, the e-juice,
mm-hmm.
we've seen an increase in calls to poison control centers because kids are getting into this stuff, and it doesn't take very much nicotine to poison a child.
Yeah.
And so they'll swallow it or even just get it on their skin, and it causes them to vomit.
Because it can soak into your skin
yep.
and that nicotine will go, like, straight into your system.
Exactly. So I would warn you about that. And they're also not, I mean, we haven't seen any evidence that they're any more effective than the patch in helping people quit. And like you said, you tried the patch and it wasn't very effective.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just really hard to quit. And so there's not really a lot of...
Well, on top of that, I've heard stories of them exploding, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're on chargers. Watch out while you're charging that thing, because it may blow up.
Yeah, or like the risk of fire.
Yeah,
it's scary stuff when it's so unregulated. Yeah.
All right, so what is your main, let me see if I can put this right, your main focus right now?
Sure.
What are you mainly focusing on trying to stop the kids from doing? Is it the e-cigs or is it the little cigarillos? Or
I would say both, but I want to talk about the cigarillos because I think that's pretty blatant, I'd say, in its
targeting,
and we're working a lot.
And a lot of the youth are using those, you know, for multi-purpose stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, they get the tobacco use out of it, plus they, you know, they'll buy them and empty it out and put marijuana in it also. So there's multiple uses that the youth are using them for.
Yeah,
not just the youth, adults also, but...
Yeah, but we're really focused on making sure that kids don't get addicted.
Because
even if they're using it to smoke weed,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're still getting that nicotine from the wrapper of those cigars. And so they're still addicting, and they might, I mean... You know, youth who are smoking weed are probably also more likely to be smoking tobacco, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you were talking about the flavors that you've seen, and actually there just last weekend, just this morning, I was reading about this research study that showed that the same flavorings that are used in these cigarillos are used in things like Jolly Ranchers, Kool-Aid, Lifesavers. So they're, I mean, it's candy-flavored tobacco.
Wow.
I mean.
And I think it, you know, when you came and spoke at the meeting that when we had originally met, I think you had said that those wrappers are also, they have tobacco in them?
Yeah, so the thing that makes cigars brown, I mean, these little cigars and cigarillos, they're very much the same as cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
The real difference is just that they have finely milled tobacco in the wrapper, and so that's what makes them brown.
Wow. So not only are you buying the tobacco inside, but if you decide to empty it out, they're still going to get you with tobacco because the wrapper's made of tobacco.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I think it goes to show, I think, the fact that people are using these for other things besides just smoking them for the tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes to show just how cheap they are and how problematic that is, not only for that problem, but for kids being able to access them.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out last summer and we looked at how much they cost in stores in St. Paul. So these little cigars,
mm-hmm.
and especially the ones that you can buy individually just in a single wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Those, the average price for one of those was $1.08, and at some of the stores you could buy them for as little as 50 cents.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. And I think about that. I mean, I see them for three for a dollar all the time. And I think about, like, when you're a kid, you know, you dig in your pocket for a little bit of change or you go dig through the couch cushions for some change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard to come up with 50 cents.
Nope.
But when you're trying to find maybe $2, $3, $4,
mm-hmm.
that's a little bit, I mean, you have to dig a little bit more to get that money. And,
yeah.
and it's a little bit more of a commitment to make that purchase when it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, upwards of $4 or $5.
Yep.
So that's one thing that we're working on a lot is trying to make these products more expensive so that they're not as accessible to kids.
Now, do these cigarillos fall under the tax of the tobacco and stuff like that, like the cigarettes do?
So they're taxed. They are taxed sort of similar to cigarettes. So like a pack of Remingtons was increased a fair amount, similar to cigarettes.
Okay.
Those are the 20 packs of
cigarettes. Oh, okay. They used to go really cheap, like $2 or $3
yeah.
a pack, I think.
And then they increased after this last round of tobacco tax increase to, I think, closer to $6 or $7.
Okay.
But what we're seeing is that these individual cigars, because they're taxed at a percentage of, I believe, a percentage of the wholesale cost,
uh-huh.
they, I bought one the other day. It was $3 for $1.08 when the pricing on it was $1. And so I think 8 cents of that went to tax, hardly anything.
Wow.
So the tax right now isn't very high on
compared to cigarettes
products,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, let's see. We have a little clip that we can play that
yeah.
you would like, that you had sent me, and this is a former smoker?
Yeah, it's a CDC, it's from what's called the Tips from a Former Smoker campaign, and it's just this guy talking about how addicted he was to cigarettes.
Okay, let's check that out real quick.
I tried to quit probably, I would say, at least maybe 100 times before I had my heart attack. Just like most smokers, we all know that we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing. So you're always, well, not always, because there are a lot of younger smokers think that they're not addicted and, you know, they can stop smoking anytime they want to stop smoking, but you're addicted to it, whether you want to face that fact or not, you know, and I don't think that there are too many smokers that really, truly want to be smokers. It's just that you got caught up in that whole thing like everybody else. And you try to quit. and it's hard. That's like the hardest thing.
Yeah, I definitely do have to agree with him. And looks like VJ's back. Welcome back, VJ.
Hey, thank you very much. You guys are doing a wonderful job. You know, I never knew that, you know, Alicia had such a great radio voice, that she was so gifted and talented.
Thanks, VJ.
You know,
you'll have to have me back sometimes.
That brother was talking about cigarettes and addiction. You know, every day, since I've been working in this fighting against tobacco, I feel like I'm anti-tobacco Superman. Because I look at people and I want to put my cape on and grab their packs of cigarettes, snatch the cigarettes out of their mouths. There was one lady that was, she knows how I feel about cigarettes, and she had a cigarette in her hand. I just took it and broke it in half. And she just laughed. She's like, wow, that is superhero stuff right there. You just broke my cigarette. And she didn't get mad. She just realized that I cared enough about her to not want her to smoke, to not want her to take that break. I think that every cigarette represents 10 to 12 minutes of your life, and there's 20 cigarettes in a pack. You multiply that by, you know, every cigarette, you multiply it from, you shave off years of your life, not days, but years of your life. And I want to live as long as I can. When I look at my grandbaby, she makes me want to live to be 150. I just love it. I just love the fact that I'm 58 years old, and I quit smoking about 15 years ago. It was one of the toughest things I did, but the main reason why I did it was because I wanted to be a role model. I wanted to be somebody that kids could look up to and other adults could look up to, as somebody that made the breakthrough. It's, you know, I think some of the toughest challenges that you have to make are the things that make you the most successful. And it's not cool to be stubborn. It's not cool to not take care of yourself. It is not cool for you to say that you're a parent, but you got to have a cigarette. I think our kids are soaking up. They see what we do and they do what we do. And it's hard, and I know a lot of parents struggle with it. I know they say, if I didn't have this cigarette, VJ, I'd be fat as a pig. If I didn't have this cigarette, I'd be smoking crack. Or if I didn't have this cigarette, I'd be drinking and everything. So, VJ, leave me alone, because I'm not smoking crack and I'm not smoking weed. I'm just doing a cigarette. But that cigarette has how many drugs inside of it?
There are 69 cancer-causing substances in secondhand smoke.
69 different chemicals, toxic chemicals that can affect you, that can affect your future, that can affect, you know, how you live and what you do for the next few years of your life. And when I look at people that have that thing in their throat, I don't know, what do you call that, Alicia, that thing you get in your throat, when your voice box, is that what it is?
Tracheotomy.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Those kind of things happen to you. It's just like diabetes. There was a guy at the grocery store, and he said, could you hand me those lollipops up there? They were way up there. And I asked him, as I gave him some lollipops, pretty lollipops, you know, full of sugar, I asked him, what happened to your leg? And he said, diabetes. And I couldn't even get it out of my mouth to say, you lost your leg, sir. Why do you want a popsicle? Why do you want a lollipop? Why don't you get some fruit or vegetables? But, you know, sometimes, you know, you just have to let people do what they want to do. Some people have made a decision they're going to die smoking, and you can't stop them. But what you can do is to help us promote saving our children and not marketing to our children and not advertising to our children and not influencing our children. If you can, you know, smoke outside of them, or at least your conversation can be anti-smoking, just because you're addicted doesn't mean that your kids have to sit in the back seat of the car and smell your smoke, or sit in the living room and they have to be forced to watch TV with you while you're smoking a cigarette. The one commercial that really gets to me is where the mother's calling in and she says, my daughter won't be coming to school today, as she puffs on a cigarette and the daughter's laying on the couch coughing. That really impacts me, because there's families all around this country that are doing exactly that. Alicia, I'm in this fight with you. I'm in this fight with you real hard. I'm going all 12 rounds, and we're going to get a knockout, because we're going to knock some people out of the box when it comes to smoking, and we're going to make sure we get some of these people that do the right thing in this community.
Thank you, BJ. I'm really glad to have you in it with me. You know, I wanted to tell everyone about something really exciting that happened with the cigar issue in Brooklyn Center just this last month in April. Brooklyn Center decided to pass a law that would require these cigars be sold in a pack of five, or if they were going to sell them individually, that they had to be priced at $2.10 a piece. So they are raising the price on them.
Oh, wow.
And so all of their stores need to make them a little bit more expensive, with the idea being that when tobacco is more expensive, kids are much less likely to use it. They're less likely to try it for the first time, and they're more likely to stop if they've already started. And so I think, you know, communities in Minnesota can follow suit and follow what Brooklyn Center did and make that change too.
When does that take effect then?
So they passed it in April. I believe that the law goes into effect in June.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're the first in Minnesota. Other communities in Massachusetts, including Boston, have done something similar. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's one really good possible solution.
Oh, we've got another caller, 3005. You're on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you? This is Emily. I'm from Minneapolis, and I was really interested to hear what Alicia was saying about Brooklyn Center and what they did around Little Cigars. Just kind of wondering, though, what possible outcome or what possible impact might that have on businesses, do you think, in Brooklyn Center, Alicia?
Sure, Emily. Thanks for calling in. You know, we've gotten some pushback from business, but we're we really like to make sure people know that we're not prohibiting the sale of these products. We're just regulating the way that they're sold. And, you know, this kind of regulation happens for cigarettes, too. It's illegal to sell a single cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it makes sense that you treat cigarettes differently than you do these little cigars, since, like I told you earlier, the products are really not different.
Yeah.
Except for this finely milled tobacco in the wrapper. And so, you know, cigars are just as toxic and addictive as cigarettes. It doesn't really make sense that we treat them differently than cigars in that, or cigarettes in that manner. So we're not prohibiting business from selling the products. And, you know, we know that by raising the price of these products and requiring that they be sold in a minimum pack, that youth will be reduced. And that's really our main goal. So for that reason, we're excited about it.
Oh, that's great. And that makes me proud because I'm from Brooklyn Center.
Nice.
So my city did it first, folks.
Awesome.
All right. Take that off. Okay, so we've got about 2 minutes left. Do you have any closing comments?
You know, I think that we've covered the main stuff. Like I said, cigars are just as toxic and addictive as cigarettes, and I think that's really important for people to know and for people to continue talking about in their communities.
Mm-hmm.
Know that there's this solution out there to at least start the ball rolling with making sure that youth aren't getting access to these cigars that are really appealing to them. And I just want to thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. I had a great time. One question I do have is, for those that are out there that are listening that are smokers,
mm-hmm.
who can they call? Who can give them? Because I've been seeing these great ads on TV. You know, mm-hmm. about the little cartoon person walking around, and I know smoking's horrible, and I want to quit, but you know, and they say, you know, there's no pressure. Do you think that, you know, just counseling works?
So I have that background of smoking cessation, and what really works is if you use some approved cessation device, like the patch or gum, mm-hmm. or maybe both, and then if you have counseling, and those services are provided in Minnesota to residents through what's called Quit Plan Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And they do telephone counseling and that kind of thing to help people who want to quit.
And they're not going to sit there and be all on me like, oh, you're a horrible person because you've got kids and you're a smoker. And
not at all. That's not. Or they shouldn't.
They shouldn't anyway.
And my biggest advice is don't use e-cigarettes to quit smoking.
Okay. I will definitely take that to heart. We will see you guys next Tuesday. You guys have a great weekend.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me